Hi, welcome to Planet Shakers. We're so excited that you joined us today. I'm going to be speaking a sermon on mountain-moving faith. I believe as you listen to this sermon that God will stir your spirit to speak to the mountains that you are facing. Sit back and enjoy the message today. I want to speak to you on mountain-moving faith. I want to speak to you on mountain-moving faith. How many know that God wants us to live in a zone of mountain-moving faith? There are people in our lives right now, people watching me, hearing me speak, can hear my voice in any campus around the world, and you're facing challenges and difficulties. There are situations that have been declared over your life. There's things that have been declared over your family or situations, and it seems impossible. It seems impossible, but I'm here to tell you we serve a God of the impossible, and there is nothing that's impossible for Him, because He can do, He promised that He wants to do super abundantly, far over and above all you dare ask or think, infinitely beyond your highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. One day Jesus went to a fig tree, and He went to take fruit from it, and they had no fruit. So the Bible says He cursed the tree. And so in Mark 11, verse 20, we see what happened as a result of that. It says, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That's in a 24-hour period. One day it was a fig tree. It wasn't producing fruit. The next day it was dried up from the roots. They said, and Peter remembered, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you have cursed has withered. So Jesus is there and He wants to teach a principle to them. All through Scripture, Jesus did things to teach principles to people. And it says this, and so Jesus answered them and said to them, have faith in God. Everyone say, have faith in God. You know, we put so much faith in things that aren't actually eternal. We put things in things that are temporal, and it's okay to put some faith in some things that are temporal. For example, I am standing under this structure, and I am putting faith that the people who put it up have done the right job because the laws have told them to do it the right way, and I trust the volunteers and the staff that we have that it won't fall on my head as I'm standing here. I have faith that they do that. I just flew from Los Angeles to Melbourne in a plane that was so huge that you can put 500 people on it, that it's so heavy that it just, how does that thing fly? It has four engines and there's people in the cockpit I've never met before, don't know their history, don't know anything about them, but I get in a plane and put my life in their hands because I have faith in the people who have trained them and the reputation of the company called Qantas, because they are a good airline in safety. The most safest airline in the world, ever, Australian. And so I put my trust in their ability to be trained, partially because we have a Qantas pilot in our church and he told me all the training they have. And their safety record, and they're from our country, so I trust them. I put faith in their ability to get me from point A to point B. I have faith in the ability of the caterers not to poison me. I have faith that the toilets will work, because if they don't, after 15 hours, it's a bad way. So all of our lives, we put faith in things. I go to a doctor and they prescribe me a pill for a virus. So I trust them that they've diagnosed the right thing. So then I go up to a pharmacy and a guy I've never met, I give him a piece of paper and he gives me a pill that will help me in my virus. Antibiotics. That's called faith. So I won't tell you a funny story. Yeah, I will tell you a funny story. The other night I was in America and I was talking to Pastor Neil about something. It was about 1 in the morning and the stuff we're working on. And I thought, I've got to get to sleep. So I took a sleeping pill. And the next morning, or the next day, I was talking to Pastor Neil, and he goes, "You were hilarious last night." I go, "What do you mean hilarious?" He goes, "You rang me three times." I said, "What do you mean I rang you three times?" I said, "You're making that up." And then I looked at my phone and I saw that I rang him three times. He said, "You rang me," and he said, "Oh, the forest is amazing. You should come and walk. Look at the trees, they're incredible." And Neil goes, "What are you talking about?" "Oh, I took a sleeping pill. Oh, the forest." I can't remember any of that. We trust things. You send your kids off to school and you trust a teacher that you don't really know, don't know their background, that they're going to look after them. Why? Because there's systems and there's laws and there's things that pertain to those things doing well. How many know that in the kingdom of God, there are kingly systems or kingdom systems? There's kingdom order. There's kingdom laws that God has done. The Bible is not a book of rules. It's actually a covenant. It's a place of agreement. And God has tethered himself to his word. So when the Bible says something in our life, it's not to take from us. It's actually to build us and protect us. That's why we need to make decisions, whether it's in our personal life, whether it's in what we do with who we vote in or who we support or what we do in life. We need to make decisions based on the Word of God, because the Word of God is living and active, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it is the Word of life. And Jesus says, have faith in God. He says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever, I love that word, whoever. It doesn't say the elect, doesn't say the talented, doesn't say the one who have more hair than the other. I like that bit. It doesn't say that if you're from this culture or from that nation or from that people group or from that economic background or from that education background. It doesn't put any requirements on. It says whoever. Oh, I can feel the presence of the Lord. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt. So whoever is open to everyone. And now here is the prerequisite to seeing mountains move. Who does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever. I love that. So whoever will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Then he goes on, a little tag to this Jesus puts in. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven will also forgive your trespasses. That's an obscure scripture, but if you understand the context of what he's trying to teach, it's a pretty powerful scripture. So the first thing I want you to know about faith is a spiritual force, not born out of the mind, but out of the spirit. And God is a spirit. He is not a mind. So if you're going to, and I are going to live in faith, we got to build our spirit man, because out of our spirit man is where faith comes. It doesn't come out of our intellect. It doesn't come out of our learning. It comes out of our spirit. And the Bible says that when we die, our flesh dies, but our spirit is eternal. So our spirit man is what actually releases the kingdom of God. The second thing is everything is created in your spirit. Your destiny is created in your spirit. So what I've got to do is I've got to feed my spirit. The third point, because I've got so many points, I've got to go quick. Your spirit accesses the unseen realm. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, by faith we understand. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance that brings the unseen into the seen. Right now, there are principalities and powers at work trying to stop you and thwart you. But at the same time, there are principalities and angels and the Holy Spirit and God Himself moving on our behalf in the unseen realm. See, some of you have been driving in a car and you didn't even know, but an angel stopped a car from smashing into you. Things have happened in your life that you don't understand. How did that not happen to me? There are unseen realms that dictate the seen realm. It's called the fourth dimension that dictate the third dimension. And in the fourth dimension, God, man, and the devil are actually what we agree with. Whether it's God or the devil in the fourth dimension is released into the third dimension in our lives. So you access the unseen realm, not through your logic, but through your spirit. Now, when your spirit comes alive, your thinking should become spiritual. We see that your spirit accesses the unseen realm. Now, we see that in this scripture, Hebrews 11, faith is a spiritual substance. It's that faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected. So when I turn up here, I have faith that our ushers, that our guest services, that our production crew, all that are at work so that you can step into a meeting and encounter God. I expect it to happen. And that's the same with the things of God. We should expect God to heal because He is our healer. We should expect God to provide because He is our provider. We should expect God to bless because He's a good dad. We should expect God to show us peace in a storm. We should expect God to stop fear and release faith. Faith is a spiritual substance. It's what accesses heaven. How are we going? I said this before. And faith is available to whoever. Once you are born again, you are born with faith. Everybody doesn't have, well, he has bigger faith than me and I have bigger. No, we're all born with the same faith. Oh, God doesn't say, well, you're born again, I'm going to give you extra faith. No, He gives us all faith. What does the Bible say with this? Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast. So faith has been given by grace to you and I when we're born again. So we have this seed called faith. Now, people say, I should pray for more faith. I say, that's okay, that's not a bad thing to pray for. But really, you should be working on the soil or the environment of the seed growth in your life. Bishop Jakes once said in a sermon, he said, some people pray for trees. I pray for seed. Because sometimes we pray for the end result and God says, I've just given you a seed to create a tree. And so we have this seed, so we've got to create environment for this seed to grow. We've got to make sure the soil of our heart, the soil of our life, the atmosphere of our spirit helps grow this faith. So if we get angry and bitter and hard, guess what's going to happen? It affects the growth of faith. That's why the Bible says every day, don't let your sun go down on your wrath. In other words, don't take an issue from one day into the next. What do you need for a seed to grow? You need sun. We need the revelation of the sun in our life to see this faith grow. It needs water for a seed to grow. We need the watering of the Spirit and the Word of God. We need to pluck out the weeds that will try to stop the growth of this potential seed. Remember, you used to do those science projects and you'd get the seed and you'd make sure everything was good so this seed could germinate, open up and create a plant. And every stage of the growth of a plant is determined by the soil and the condition around the initial seed. So this gift we've been given, this gift from by grace you've been saved, it's a gift, not from God. So we've been given faith, each one of us, So here's the exciting news. If we all build our faith life and build the environment for faith to grow in our life, faith will grow. So what you feed is what grows. How are we going? So how does faith get developed? Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, that's where it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You think about this. Everything that dictates thoughts and dictates attitudes is through what you hear and what you see. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that means what we speak determines where we go. See, the Bible says there's life and death in the power of the tongue. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But also faith in the negative comes by what we speak, what we hear. You ever had somebody come up to you and say, look, I don't want you to tell anyone this, but I just need to tell you about such and such. And you have no problem with that person until they speak about them, and all of a sudden doubt begins to grow. That's why the Bible says, Matthew 18, if you've got aught against your brother, you go to them. You don't go to your cousin and your uncle and your best friend. You go to the person, and there you resolve it. And if it isn't resolved, then you bring others into it to help resolve it. But what you speak is what you hear, and what you hear, you become like. So faith comes by hearing. So in the morning, do you get up and say, oh, it's going to be a bad day? Guess what? All of a sudden, you're believing for a bad day. Or do you get up and say, oh, it's raining outside. I love rain. It's cold. Awesome. I can dress up when it's hot. Oh, awesome. I don't have to buy so many clothes. I'm going to get up and I'm going to declare the goodness of God. I'm going to look in the mirror and say, hey, you might be a little overweight, but I see you coming into losing some weight. Yet the enemy might say this about you, but this is what God says about me. He says, I'm the head and not the tail. He says that greater is he that's in me than he that's against me. He says I can do all things through Christ. And I begin to declare the goodness of God and the favor of God and the blessing of God and the love of God. You see, you've got to start listening, but you can't listen if you don't speak it. What are you saying over your kids? What are you saying over your health? What are you saying over your finances? What are you saying over your city? What are you saying over your nation? What are you saying? Start speaking the possibilities of God. This old lady one day was there. She was so positive. And this man come up to her and he thought, I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her to say something negative. He goes, what do you think of the devil? She scratches her head and she goes, well, he's doing a pretty good job. But he is a loser. You see, why do you think you should start your day with in the Word of God and declaring the Word of God over your kids and in prayer? Why? Because faith comes by hearing. And why do we start the Lord's Prayer in Our Father? Because as I lift His name up, I'm starting to declare how awesome He is, and something happens in my spirit because I'm feeding my spirit man the Word of God. You see, what you feed is what grows, and so I'm feeding my spirit man. I can do all things. God is awesome. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my savior. He's my peace. He's my joy. Oh, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. The promises of God are yes and amen. See, what you confess is what you bless. One day I was there and the Lord spoke to me and said, the future's in your mouth. And I said, I'm not... What do you mean the future's in your mouth? He said, what you speak is what you release. I love that the Bible says that the word of God will not return void.
I declare over Australia, you will be saved. I declare over the nations, they will encounter the presence of God. I declare over families, as for me and my house, they will serve the Lord. I declare over sick bodies, by His stripes you are healed. I declare the favor of God is before you, that surely goodness and mercy is following me, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I am blessed because of Him who lives in me. See, we've put blessing and favor to material things. That's not blessing, that's just material things. I know a lot of millionaires who aren't blessed. You know what favor is? Jesus's favor. And if I have Jesus, I have favor. If I have Jesus, I can speak to mountains. If I have Jesus, I can declare the goodness of God. If I have Jesus. So you need to start your day speaking what the Word of God is. See, your spirit man is activated by what you speak and subsequently what you hear. See, the thing about faith is you please God when you exercise your faith. Hebrews 11:6, now with faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. What are you saying? Even though my circumstances might say one thing, my spirit man says another thing, and my spirit man is greater than my circumstances, because my spirit in line with God in His Word is a majority. If God be for me, who can be against me? And I might go through a storm, but He gives me peace in a storm. See, becoming a Christian doesn't make you storm-free. It just gives you power to speak to storms. It gives you power to have peace in a storm. You know, notice that God made in man, in our DNA, in children, this whole DNA is a believing DNA. You think about a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? You never hear a kid say, nobody, a loser. Kids always dreaming, oh, I want to be a policeman. I want to be an AFL footballer. I want to be a rocket scientist. Wow, you do. Wow, that's awesome. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a preacher. I want to be a singer. I want to be. You don't ever hear them, oh, I want to be somebody who loses everything. No. Because in your DNA, you're created to love by your lover, God. And you're created to believe by the believer, God. And He's put in your DNA. And what happens with life, we get beat up by situations and circumstances. That's where we got to get our spirit man, and we get into His presence, and we declare the promises of God, and we say, God, I believe, because faith is the currency of heaven. It is the currency of heaven. So it exchanged heaven to receive what heaven has done, we got to come with a currency called faith. Why did Jesus at the end of it say, when you pray, forgive those who have sinned against you? Because He understands the power of junk. The power of carrying things that will suppress your spirit, man. Because if I'm carrying unforgiveness, guess what? My belief is affected. If I'm carrying disappointment, guess what? My belief is affected. If I'm carrying stuff, you know, in life, people disappoint you. Situations disappoint you, but God will never disappoint you. Oh, I might not understand everything, but I do know this, that God is good. I don't understand why my mother didn't get healed. But here's the deal. I still believe, because God is a healer, and my doctrine, my theology creates my circumstances, not my circumstances create my theology. So I got to clean out the garbage that robs or hinders my faith. See, I love the Lord's Prayer model, because it starts with, our Father, you're awesome. Your kingdom is amazing. Give us this, that, oh yeah, and forgive those who have sinned against me, and forgive me for sinning against them. And God,
I live. Got to get rid of this stuff out of my life. So I build my spirit man. See, if your spirit's injured, its ability to become strong is thwarted by junk. That's why David, who messed up, is there, made mistakes of his own, writes a psalm. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. In other words, I've messed up, but I can't live in yesterday. I've got to build today. So I've got to get rid of the sin. I've got to get rid of the disappointment. I've got to get rid of the fear. I've got to get rid of all that stuff and focus on you. I felt the Lord speak to me that God has what God wanted to do today. But I want to make this one statement. God has put in every believer mountain moving faith. He's put in you mountain moving faith. It might take a while for that mountain to move, but it's on, as soon as you ask, you receive it, and God and it activates God to move on your behalf. Mountain moving faith. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said today was a day to speak to some mountains, to declare some victories, to see some situations shift that seem impossible. I hope you enjoyed the message today. We believe that you have the power through Jesus to speak to any mountain. Why don't you connect with us online? Send us an email at church@planetshakers.com. And this week is a time to move mountains in your life. Speak to them and see the breakthrough that God has for you. God bless you. See you next week.